The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Welcome to Up on Taconic, a podcast series that explores the world of Taconic High School from students, staff, school programs, and all the great things that happen here each day. And welcome to Up on Taconic. I'm Dalton, and today we're going to be talking about time management in and out of school. So I'm happy to introduce students Avery and Aiden.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm Avery.
Hi.
All right. For our first question today, what are some extracurricular activities that you guys do, like any clubs or after-school activities?
Would you like to go first, Aiden?
Yeah, sure. So I'm a part of two clubs. I do the anime club with Mr. Clickio, and I also do the Dungeons & Dragons club with Ms. Clegg.
I also do a couple of clubs. I do games with Mr. Clickio. I do anime club on occasion when I can find time, as well as with Mr. Clickio, as I previously mentioned, and I've found them quite enjoyable. I also want to get into theater at some point. It's just hard to find the time.
Yeah, same. I think that's the big thing, is just finding the time to be able to do that.
Well, that is today's, theater.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And for our second question, do you guys have like any hobbies that you guys do after school other than just clubs?
I think I'll take the charge on this one. I love voice acting. I love playing a lot of video games. I just find all of that stuff really enjoyable. And finding time for voice acting is a little bit difficult, especially when there are other hobbies, like when my friends want to hang out and anything like that. So it gets really difficult to try and find the time to do all of these things. But yeah.
What about you, Aiden?
Yeah, I think we actually kind of have the same interests. I do hope to be a voice actor one day. I just need, one, to find the equipment proper for uses like that, and I also just need to find the time to where I can actually practice that, because I don't really have a lot of time to do that.
Just do funny voices.
Yeah, I mean, that's about all I do
me.
For now. Yeah, it's about all I do for right now, but I hope to take it more seriously at some point.
All right, and we'll be right back after this break. And we're back. All right. For our third question today, are there times where your family would need you to do something and, does it interfere with the time that you have to get to do your interests?
Yeah, absolutely. I have a very busy family. My mom and dad both work relatively restricting jobs in terms of like what they need to get done, especially my mom, who is very much a workaholic, bless her soul. So all the time my mom will maybe go on a trip or something and my dad will need a little bit of help, so I'll need to help him out, as I have a very young brother, only three, so sometimes they need a lot of help with that, as well as like dishes is a very common thing that I have to do. So like sometimes I'll be in the middle of something and I'll have to do dishes, and it's a bit of a hassle, but I always make sure to help out, do my part, get it done. And maybe we're going on like a family trip, which is like a fun thing, but still it might interfere with anything else I want to get done that weekend possibly. But overall, yeah, it absolutely can.
Yeah, I think I definitely second that. There's been a lot of times where you're really fully into something and all of a sudden you get interrupted because your parents need you for something or something like that. It can be really annoying at certain times, but also at the same time, they just need help, and you kind of have to just help out where you can, because, I mean, they raised you, so.
I mean, absolutely.
Yeah. I think that's just the major point of it, is it's sometimes annoying, but you kind of have to do it because you kind of owe them that.
Agreed.
On a similar note to this, how do you guys balance your personal relationships with your free time? Like, do they interfere with each other? Do they intertwine? Or do they just not affect each other at all?
I think especially for my hobbies, I think some of my personal relationships do intertwine with them and sometimes even assist them, like playing video games with friends, for example. So like personal relationships and hobbies can coexist, but also that's only in certain contexts. In other contexts or other activities, maybe they can't really mingle as well. But at least for the hobbies I have, I think they work just fine.
I would tend to agree with that, but on the contrary, it's like voice acting sometimes can be a little bit difficult. I distinctly remember I was trying to like do a voice acting bit for Blade, and I was like asking my friend, I was like, hey, do you want to play another character in this scene? And she was like, no. So I ended up like kind of losing a little bit of motivation for it, and that kind of sucked, and I never really got it done. So I think I should go back and try to do it again. But yeah, sometimes it can not help, but sometimes it can. Really depends on what activity, what hobby I'm working on. But yeah.
All right.
Yeah, it definitely depends on what what activities you're actually doing and what context they're in. I think those are the two biggest factors, is what you're doing and which people you're doing it with, especially.
Absolutely agree.
I think those are the two biggest things, actually. What you're doing and who you're doing it with. So.
All right. And we'll be right back after this break. And we're back. All right. For our fifth question today, if you were to have a job, or if you currently have a job, how would you make your schedule work around it?
It's a very good question. I would probably prioritize my job above everything else, as that is something that I'm putting. It's more risk-taking, as obviously you could get fired, lose all that. But it would be a lot of trying to prioritize anything that I need to be done. Like work, school would be top two priorities. Nothing about it, but I would prioritize school over work personally. That's just my way of doing things. And then it would be everything else. And then I would need to look at hobbies to keep sort of my mental in check, and family and friends as well.
Yeah, it's a hard juggle. I mean, personally, when it comes to working, I don't like to have, like, I don't want to be working and in school at the same time. So, like, either working Agreed. On weekends or even working over the summer, which is what I plan to do. I'm planning to get a job this summer, just at a point when I'm not in school, so it's something I don't have to worry about. On top of a job, because that's a lot of stress, especially when you're worrying about school, and then especially in shops when we have OSHA, like if people haven't completed that, and then they have a job on top of that, that's three very different, like, stress, I guess.
Sources.
Yeah, stress sources. And all of that piling up, it starts to get really stressful, and then all of a sudden you're falling behind in one, and then you're falling behind in another, and then all of a sudden all three of them are just hammering on you, and you're falling behind in all of them. So I feel like having multiple...
You don't want to bite off more you can chew?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Multiple sources like that that are so important, I feel like you would want to focus on one before you focus on the other. Because...
Agree.
Especially for, like, school and work, especially if you're going to school to learn what you're going to be doing as a job, I feel like you'd want to... because a job will give you that experience that you need, but the school is going to teach you the basics and what you actually need to know before going into the job. So I feel like you'd want to be more well-versed in the schooling before going into the workforce and working.
I mean, go big or go home. You don't want to half-bake anything you're doing.
There is that, but at the same time, like, you want to at least know what you're doing and not go in completely blind.
Yeah.
Like, going in not knowing everything is fine, but you want to be at least able to know something and know, have a general idea of what you're supposed to do, and then learn the more complex steps as you continue your career.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And for our sixth question, how much time would you guys say that you spend on your hobbies on, like, a weekly basis?
I mean, like, I play a lot of Guilty Gear recently. That's what I've been working on, trying to get really good at the game. For context, Guilty Gear is a fighting game. So I got to get really good at it, and I've been trying to, like, practice every day and continuously do that. But, like, sometimes I can really lag behind on some of my hobbies, and I can sort of, like, let's say rust on them. So when I go back to them, I have to, like, de-rust is how I would phrase it.
Yeah.
And that gets kind of annoying, but other than that, I'd say I spend a decent chunk of time on my hobbies. In fact, I wish I spent less and more time doing more productive things.
Mm. Well, I mean, then again, also life gets in the way, so.
Yeah.
There is that, but. I mean, most of my time, at least after school, is usually spent performing my hobbies and just trying to wind down after a school day just so I can mentally prepare myself for the next, because it is kind of a cycle.
I don't know about you. I wish I watched a lot less YouTube nowadays.
Fair enough. But, I mean, then again, I don't really have much more to do right now.
Fair.
So I just kind of do my hobbies, and they help me wind down after a day of school, and they get me prepared for the next day, which is definitely a big thing, because... Just going there, and especially, like, going back to the whole work thing, like, if you're just going to school and then going to work right after, and then just going to sleep, and then just going to school, going to work, going to sleep, that could become
that
very...
That gets really tiring.
Yeah. It's a very monotonous cycle. That's just not really what...
Eat, work, sleep is not
you
very
would want.
Fun.
Yeah. And I think that's the big thing, is trying to find a proper way to find your productive time and then your free time, and... not have one overtake the other,
work
but also
hard,
at the same
hard.
Time, yeah, having that mentality of having at least some equality in it and making sure you're having about as much fun as you are working. And sometimes you're able to mix both into the same thing, like here. I mean, this is some of the most fun I've ever had in school, so
yeah, this is, I'd say so.
This is something interesting.
All right, and we will be back after this final break. All right, and we're back. All right, for our seventh and final question, what are some tips about time management that you guys can give to anyone who is struggling with it?
I would absolutely say that focus on your priorities, and prioritize is the most important step in time management, in my personal opinion. I think figuring out what needs to be done first, what is most important, what absolutely is a necessity that needs to be done, figuring that out and figuring out your list of priorities is a great like starting point. Like once you know what needs to be done at any given moment and you can just like bop, get them done, then that's great. So especially like if you're trying to also keep your mental in check, like let's say there's a ton of stuff you have to do and you need to get it done, but you're also like stressed out a little bit, I'd say like maybe put on some music, maybe figure out what helps you get things done, as well as like creating checklists, scheduling, doing a lot of like active planning can also help really well.
I think that's a big one, is scheduling and just making sure you know what you want to do with your day.
And sticking to it.
Yeah, and sticking to, like making a schedule, sticking to it. It definitely helps you get into a motion of knowing what you need to do for each day and knowing when to do it. And I think scheduling your day is a big thing that a lot of people don't do, and then it makes them feel kind of lost.
Yeah.
Because then all of a sudden they don't know what they're doing every day, and nothing is really, there's no system to it. And then all of a sudden you start feeling lost and you start getting unmotivated. And now all of a sudden you're just, you don't know what to do because you never set up that system to figure out what you want to do and when you want to do it and know what you need to do and know when you need to do it.
Yeah, and a lot of people I know, scheduling and planning, even for me, doesn't really work. I think a great alternative actually is checklists. I think checklists are a great alternative for people who don't really want to do like time, like scheduling things. Because if you're like, okay, I need to get these things done within a day, you can just kind of improv the time. And other than that, as long as your checklist is done by the end of the day, which is your goal, you're set, you're fine, you don't have to worry about it. So if you like just go over a checklist and like, okay, I need to get need to get all that done, and you go off that and you use that checklist and you pace yourself and you get your time managed correctly and you're able to do that, then that's just a great starting point if like a scheduled list doesn't work for you.
Yeah, I think especially like longer form schedules, like maybe weekly schedules. So say, I have to do all this by the end of the week. Now you have a deadline, but you also give yourself time.
Deadlines are also super important.
Yeah, having a deadline and making sure you're not procrastinating on something for super long. I think the biggest issue there is procrastination, because especially for a lot of school and like projects, people don't do them until the last minute. And now all of a sudden they're way behind.
I'm a D1 procrastinator.
Exactly. Yeah, so am I. But that's the thing that I think a lot of us need to get better with is procrastination, because it's very easy to just get distracted and end up completely forgetting about something you have
I'll
to
do. I'll do it later.
Yeah, that exactly that. Yeah. That, I'll do it later. I'll do it tomorrow. I'll do it in 2 days. I'll do it that morning. Well, now all of a sudden, it's the day before whatever you need
Never
to do is
put off to tomorrow what can be done
exactly.
today.
Exactly, that right there. And especially, because then you're seeing it's, so let's say you're doing a presentation. Now all of a sudden, the day it's due, you're only a third of the way done. So you have to
also never procrastinate when you're in group work. You're like the worst person ever. Don't do that.
Oh my God. Yeah. Those people. Wow. They are something else. But, and then they go and take all the credit.
Yeah.
But that's for another story. And I don't think that's
There's
something
that
we need
one
to discuss
guy who's
here.
Who's actually good at the presentation portion, but terrible at making the things. So
yeah.
You just have them speak.
Yeah. You that's always the guy you have speak. And then you have the other people, you have the other people put it together. But yeah, procrastination is the big thing. Cause it just leads to more and more procrastination, and then it all builds up, and it just becomes this endless cycle that I think
a
lot of people
giant
need to work on breaking.
Of work that you can't even really work on.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden, like especially schoolwork, it's the end of the quarter, and now all of a sudden you have 20 missing assignments that you need to get done today, or else you fail.
It's like, oh boy.
Yeah, it's like, what am I going to do? Like, then you're staying up all night trying to write these half-baked papers or whatever.
Five monsters treating you.
Yeah. It's just like sitting there with two coffees, a few energy drinks, and you're just slaving away at that desk and just trying to make sure you get everything done.
Oh, boy, let's see what I wrote. Duh.
Yep, that exactly is just, like, everything you do by that point just becomes so... underwhelming.
Summer days.
Yeah,
almost like almost there and done.
I think that's especially that, because then all of a sudden, if you're procrastinating, then your work begins to suffer because you're trying to do it in, say, 30 minutes instead of 4 days.
Yeah.
Now all of a sudden, your paper kind of looks like garbage, and you could have done way better if you just hadn't
better
procrastinated.
Better than a zero.
I mean, yes. But at the same time, you could have done it in a day and gotten a way better grade on it. I think that's the major thing.
Yep.
Procrastination. I think that's the biggest killer of, especially like inspiration and motivation. I think that's the biggest.
Now I'm a little motivated.
Yeah, I think that's the biggest killer of it, because
all my Devil May Cry fans out there, that goes out to you.
Suddenly, you're lost, and all of a sudden you're making things that you know you could do a lot better, but you just don't have the time to anymore. And especially for those, like, going back to the whole 4 days, and you made it in 30 minutes, well, you could have made it in like one full day and then had the 3 days to yourself. Instead, you're spending 4 days with that looming above you, just haunting you. And then all of a sudden, the morning of or 30 minutes before, all of a sudden now you're scrambling trying to write this whole thing that needs a lot more time, but it's just time that you don't have anymore.
Give the apathetic fine.
I don't know if that's really a good idea.
It's not.
I mean, that is, I guess, a
don't learn from me, be better
take.
Than me.
Yeah. Do as I say, not as I do.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks to Aiden and Avery for joining us, and we want to thank our listeners on WTBR 89.7 FM and for streaming on our podcast sites like Spotify and CastBox. Feel free to contact us at TaconicTV@Pittsfield.net for any questions or comments. We hope that you will join us again soon, and we'll see you next time on Up on Taconic. Up on Taconic is a production of Taconic TV and podcast produced at the Taconic Podcast Studio in Pittsfield, Massachusetts. And this week featured Aiden and Avery. The show was produced using the state-of-the-art Rode podcasting hardware and Pro Tools software and taped in December of 2024.